Morning.
Everybody's on mute, please.
It's mekubel that on the first day of Shavuos, Tov Kuf Chof, B'shas Yestalgus, looking at the Miraimim of the Baal Shem Tov, Mamish, at that very same moment, the Rav Shitzur was born. You do it, the Gemara says in Yuma, Daflam Mitches, on the Pasuk, V'zorach Hashem, Shubo Hashemesh, that when one tzaddik is nifter from the world, another tzaddik's neshama comes down. To understand why that's the Rav Shitzur, where the Shekhet of Baal Shem Tov, the fact is the famous letter from Remendel Vitebsker. He wrote a letter to back in response to Rebbe Smolyan, Ibn Achosid, who asked him for a bracha shalzara shalchayoma. Tzaddik should be goyzer. And Mendel Vitebsker answers back that busha the chaseini, you cover him with busha, hatzacha salikima noichi, right? He's aida Baal Shem Tov. So the lashon the Mendel Vitebsker says is hoyo hoyo dvar Hashem biyada Baal Shem vayigzo eber vayokom. Shem Tov was a chiddush nifla. There never will be such a person. So how could we say that the Rav Shitzur was born mamish v'zorach Hashem v'shubo Hashemish? I don't know anything about tzaddikim, but see the poshut. The hekdem of Medrash. The Medrash says, Medrash Rabbo, in the beginning of Parshas Truma, v'yichli Truma hadol d'chsiv to the pasuk, ki lekach toiv nosati lechem toirosi al tazoiv. Al tazevu is a mecca. Keep on this purchase. Ha, never give up. A person goes to the shuk and he makes a mecca. He makes a purchase. If there's kesef, then there's no zov. If there's gold, then no kesef. Over the mecca, what I'm giving you, Torah, it has by kesef and it has by zov. It has everything in it. She tells him to Shiloh, what in the world is the matter? Just talking, I know people, they sell for women bracelets which are gold and silver together mixed in. Why can't you go to the market and purchase from the jeweler, Kesef and Zov? What only Torah has? So the Kedushas Yomtev, Hashem Yikim Domov, says a Meirit Yikavot, based on an incredible, awesome Maisim with the Baal Shem Tov. The doctor once came, Baal Shem Tov wasn't well, but a doctor came and he felt his doifik, blood pressure, whatever, his pulse. And the doctor was a mumcha, a gewaldige mumcha, and he said, this person has within himself two koiches, two tnuas, which it's impossible for a human being to be so evil, such an awesome koich in a finite goof. Narvos, he yoist the two koiches, are minugodem, are afachim zelazeh, are two polar opposites. Therefore, they quiet down each other, and therefore is able to survive. And when the Baal Shem Tov heard what the doctor said, he's taka mumcha, big maven, he doesn't begin to understand what he's talking about. Says, now, Baal Shem Tov said, Navoides Hashem, there's a madrega of kesef and madrega of zov. There is avas Hashem, kesef miloshin kisufin, kinichzich nusafti, ishtoikikus. And the Baal Shem Tov said the type of ava that he had, kiyadua, right? It's a person would normally, the neshama would oyskate, you push it from ecstasy, from poison nefesh. Kiyadua, that many tzaddikim had a, so it was one tzaddik he used to say goodbye to his wife and children every day before he went to Dam Shams. The poison nefesh, like Nodav Aviyuk, Ratzik. But the Baal Shem Tov also had a gewaldige, awesome, incredible, amazing kiyach of yir. In fact, that Rabbi Bzusha asked at Baal Tanya, could he retire him at Kabbalah from the Magid? What was the Madreig of Yerushalayim of the Baal Shem Tov? So he told him that his Rebbe, the Magid of Mezrich, wanted the Spirit to feel epis of the Yerushalayim of the Baal Shem Tov. And one day his wish was granted, and Kidua the Magid was lame on his left foot. He was always in the bed. And suddenly he began Erketreiselt. When the bet of Ketreisel, and even the Nagelwasser next to him was also shaking. And Lav Kol Meichel, it was impossible to bear, and the Magid asked Shemayim to take away this Madreig of Yerushalayim. And his wish was granted, and later they were Megalim in Shemayim, that was Madreig of Yerushalayim that Baal Shem Tov had, not at Ne'ilah, but at Gerech and Tululka, when he smoked his pipe, that was Madreig of Yerushalayim. It's like, awesome. But since Ava and Yir are two polar, the contrary opposites, in one body he was able to be so evil, this Gewaldic, and the Emes and Ben Peres Yosef from his Talmud, the Taldus, he brings that Pshat, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Tu Rezov Nasaloch, Im Nukudai Zakesef. So Chazal Darshin to resolve as the chilu, the kudas akesef durchimu, ira and ava, right? That only in yonim of kedusha could a person have the kesef and zov, the ava v'yira, and they're able to sojourn, to coexist peacefully. Masha'enkin in Yerushalayim, in Gashmi is enveloped. A person who is enveloped with fear, trepidation, can't at that moment have ava, and vice versa. And that was the chiddush of the Baal Shem. What? Come on, I ask you, why is Zohar fear? Pasuk. Mitzofin Zohar Yosu. Where does Zohar come from? The north. What's north? North and south? Come on. Hello. Pasuk. Okay. So that was the Mashiach of the Mashantuf. They have two opposite midas. And as I said 100,000 times, Mida, Milosh, and Musa's forum say it. Reb Simcha Zissel. Mida, Milosh, and Medida. Every midah has its place and time or whatever, and you have to take it with a midah. To have to coexist two opposite, contrary midahs, there was a chiddush of Moshe. And that you see by the Rapshitzer also. Kiyadua, anyone, I was many times Zeuche, Rishtech, on the cave, on Lansut, in the caver of the Rapshitzer. On his caver, it says, Yochid b'doiroi b'chachmas alikim. And Yosef Shvachim, we can't write because we Mitzavah Mipiv, not to write. That only, as the only Shvach on his Kever, is Yochid B'Doyer B'Chachmah. What's the Chachmah Kidu? And the Divrei Chaim, his great Talmud, quotes his Rebbe, the Rapshitzer, right? He calls him Admur HaChachm, the smart Rebbe. What's the Klugshach? What the Kidu is Pichus? What's unique in the Shvachim being a Pichach, being a Chachm? So everyone knows the famous word. Shlomo HaMelech says, I saw the difference between Chachmah. Everyone knows the famous prat, we said this a million times, right? The word choshek, what does choshek mean? Dark. What does oyer mean? Oyer, the Gemara says in the beginning of Pesachim, could mean day, could light, and oyer could mean night. A shoiter is always one mouth. A pikach, like by David, the David shoiter is timely, knows how to use his chachma, his orma, his pikus. Where is it applicable and where not? And he could use opposite, polar opposite, contrary midas and avoidas Hashem. That's the concept of chacham. Ki yadu, I've said many, many times, the Yisosim was a chavar officer, writes in Agrit Dekala, on the pasuk we've read recently, lo yisasum kein l'Hashem alikeichem, that very often people have a fixed schedule in avoidas Hashem. I learn one blad a day, I say four kapit nechatilim, I do 10 pounds worth of chesed a day, whatever. And the rest of the day, I'm hulit bo. Says the Rapshitzer, says the Bnei Yisosker, lo yisasum kein lash. An Elich Yid doesn't have a fixed schedule every amol, what today is considered to be a mitzvah, tomorrow is an aviv. Sometimes you have to have atznei leches of Hashem together. Sometimes dafkel, mirkadosh Yom Shemayah, do something bepumdi. Sometimes you need, look, in Pirkei Avos, you need a mentamer. What is he saying in Pirkei Avos? Hello? You ever went to the Human Tavis Caver? Anybody? No, I went there. To get there, it took me like an hour of walking. I didn't realize how far it was from the Mina Yishu. And I realized that's why he said in Pirkei Avos, Havei Oskan Nomer, Yibur Kari, Ratz Katzvi. He obviously, that's why he's in the middle of nowhere somewhere, outside of Sfas, right? But he says, Havei Oskan Nomer, and Toich Gedei Dibur, Stirim in Yobay, Laspanam again. But the Chiddush is, you have to know when Avos is of good midah. When Zrizus is a, there's a Zoriz v'nizkor, and Zor, and the Gemara says in Pesachim, right? Erev Shabbos, like 20 minutes before lich benching and starting your achonis, that's not the time to be a Zor. Be a Zor is the whole week, the Gemara says. You have to know every midah. When could you be a kanoi, because he's kinoti b'seichom, and when is it a midah meguna? Or every midah you have to know where, so Elsasson came, you can't have a fixed schedule and a fixed derech and avoid this Hashem. You have to know. Chaim Zonenfeld, the Moshe, I'll give you just an example. He used to say, he was, everyone knew he was Moiser Nefesh, Latoiva, Ayin, Apochus, Kabib, Chusim, whatever, Diyuta, Tatoina, he was Moiser Nefesh for Ayin. When it came to be Luchim, Luchem, Hashem, Akanoi, Shebekanoi. So he used to teach the Post, Glamana, Chai Verei, when I'm dealing with a Mitzvah, Machaveroi, Adabra, Nashalim, I'm Amish. The man, Beis Hashem, he came to be Mamin, Adasal, Tila. I've actually toiv lach. I'm interested only what to be going to nachas of the Mashefer. If I have to steamroller all over, it's irrelevant. It's for that you need gevaldig apichus to know where, right? In fact, the Mashag in the Sefer Zov Shva brings this word l'sasun came b'shem the choyze, and he says ma'isa shahoyah that the teresviyam said the toiv. We made the urasa came to the choyze his rebbe. With he wrote a list of his schedule, 24 hours of the day, you know, whatever, he sleeps 2 hours and he eats whatever. And every hour he said what seder, what shir, what he's learning, what. And he gave it to the choyzer for Haskoma. And the choyzer wrote on the tzettel, Uf uluf omim lehebach. I'm all forget. You can't be a pea brain, you have to always, I'm all, you have to have forget. And the mashak says, I'm going to take a pshat with them. By the way, this is a Kubbal name. But God says this word. This word, the Chayz himself brings this word from the story with the Rebbe Rebbe Nimela. So he says, Lefi Zeh, he heard a Pshat. And the Mashak is a Pshat. But I used to say, Allah Torah says, Oz Yosher. But he says many times, Oz Gimatria 8, right? And the Schus of Mila, the White Schus of Mila, Legoyzer Yamsuf, the Gzor. Vayom Oz Gimatria 8. The Targum of Yisrael. Why not in Tzchus of Mila? Now remember the Gemara in Chulin, Dav Zayin, where Pinchas Ben Yor wanted to go through the Nar Ginoi, on a Shliach Mitzvah, Pidin Shvuyim, but the river is running, and there's no bridge, there's no ferry, right? Ginoi, Ginoi, Chalik, Memecha, split, and let me go. So there's no refuse. You're doing the Ratzon HaBayir, I'm doing the Ratzon HaBayir. The Amish and Sava, that water got a flood. That's a Teva, the Amish would be in Shivzi Mebresh. Right? So Rav Pinchas Ben Yair said, if you don't split, I'm going to be Goyzer, and you'll never water will flow in this river again. Ah, Breira. What's Pshat in the story? Hello? So the Pashtus we learn Pshat. Right? Remember the Gemara in Ksuvah Stav Hei? Dorish Bar Kapor, Gedele Maitse Tzadikim, Yisri Maitse Shemai Va'oretz. But my tzaddikim says, "Miknush adnai koinenu yudecha." The basically just get both hands, give me the small. By Meister Shemayim va'oretz, Afyodi yosu Shemayim v'Afyodi yosu Oretz v'Yemini tafkos Shemayim, one hand. And based on Miknush, my tzaddikim is two hands. It's my tzaddikim is greater than my Kodesh Bor. Meister great. Meister Shemayim va'oretz. Where do you see this? The Chumah famously says that Turnus Rupus Arosha asked Rabbi Akiva. If your Eibishter wants people to be gemalit, so why didn't he create Bnei Adam gemalit? Which is greater, Maisei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Rav Akiva Dafka understood. He said, now Maisei Bnei Adam. Varaya, which is greater, wheat or a cake? The Eibishter creates the wheat. That's right. To make it, to grind it, to hack it, to do all that, right? That's Maisei Bnei Adam. Therefore, although the Eibishter creates man, right? Over the Mila, that's Maisei Tzadikim was more chover. Hello? That's the Oz Yosher Moshe, the sea split in the schus of what? Mila. Because Mila brings out that Maisei Tzadikim are Odif over Maisei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So far, so good? Says the Mashag over Tiferet. Over how does he answer the Taina of the Ginoi, the river? You're doing the Ratzon HaBayir, I'm doing the Ratzon HaBayir. This is the Vort. L'Sasun Kein L'Hashem L'Keichem. That a Yid could never have one fixed, stationary derech and avodas Hashem. L'fabim azoi, when the other day, pum faket. So if you're going to just flow for 6,000 years without ever stopping, because is the charaya, you're not doing it to do the rosh Hashem, you're doing it because your teva is that way. And therefore he was able to Because the Yam should split, and therefore by Yam Suf wouldn't say after by Yosh Vayam le'esonoi. Esonoi means strength, pashtu, right? That Dafka after Kriyas Yam Suf, where although the teva of the water is to flow, and now it's split to do the Ratzon Hashem, now you have the tkifas, because Dafka, the Vilna Gaon says in Imrinoyim, Dafka, when a person uses midis which are hepech, his teva, then I know you're an emes Yerushalayim. By Avram Avinu, by Dakedah. Avram Rachimoy, Avram is the Chesed, and Avram is willing to be Oikid Yitzchok, Hineni Bini. Now Avram becomes Yitzchok as the Mefarshim Taich. Oh, Ata Yadati Ki Godol Hashem, Ata Yadati Ki Yireil Dikimata. Now I know Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not when you use, very often I hear rabbis, English rabbis at funerals, Jami, whatever, he was one of nature's gentlemen. I would say, if you're one of nature's gentlemen, you're born that way. I wasn't born that way. So why should you get tzchach? I gotta get tzchach. I gotta overcome my tavara. You're a nature's gentleman. What's the gedol? Where's the gedolim ayitz tzadig? The same vort is brought, the Shalom Belzer, famous vort, the Gemara Chagigo, you all know the Gemara. The Gemara famously says in Daf Hey, Tana Rabban, Shloisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Boich Aleihem B'chol Yom. There are three people that able to cry, to Yishet Tzir Kvayochel, every day. Mi She'ef Shalei Lasik B'Toyer Avedi Yisuk. Someone has the opportunity to study, there's a toy. And he sits and destroys his life, right? And the second was me she'ef shel lasik b'Torah v'Yisik, etc. Someone who cannot study Torah and yet he does. Shtelzuk t'shal, I understand why the Eibishter cries over a person who's sitting and watching television when he could sit and learning dafim. Just first thing. Aber faker me she'ef shel lasik b'Torah v'Yisik, the Eibishter gevaldige nachas ruach. Was he crying? So Shalom Belzer famously answers, "There's a mall where Eis lasis l'Hashem, where I fear is Rosh." Amalayid comes to you, he needs a toiv and nafshis. And it's a mitzvah she'ef shel lasik yachir. And it's what we call in English, time-centered. Yes. And you know, remember this famous Gemara, I quote this Gemara all the time, Rav Simcha told us over to one of the Israeli presidents. He asked him, when do you have a time to learn? There's so many chassidim coming with the tzrochim, with the rubim tzrochim. So Rav Simcha told him, it's a famous vort, the sort of kadmeinim, from my Rebbe, from Pekarsky, the name of the Kojlov, the name of the Neder. The Gemara says, if a person sees that Yisurim boyim alov, you fashion from it. Look into your teeth, make a chesh ben nefesh. Hell, chesh ben nefesh. Pish pish vilei motzo. You know, very good there. Ayid, the first list on the list is what? Gemara says, it's bitul tayra. If the guy has a shakran and whatever, don't have a is a person, made a chesh ben tzedek, a libet nefesh. What's a pish pish vilei motzo, you don't have. So the Ger Rebbe Tayyid, Lassim Chataych, Bavoid Bittel Teir, Amol Ayid comes to you for a favor. I can't, I have a shir, I gotta learn. Bittel Teir, Bittel Teir. Yitle Bavoid Daveir of Shrein Bittel Teir. When really you should have been doing something to alleviate the pain of another. And that's how the Belzer of Taych is, that on one of the categories, the Eibishter cries out, a person, she efshle lasik Bittel Teir, because the mitzvah Iveris, the hell, whatever it may be, right? And he's Oisik Bittel when he shouldn't, the Eibishter cries. Al Derech, you all know the famous Prat of Yechayim says, classical word, I heard this when I was 5 years old. Remember the story of Parshas Vayishlach, Vayeovek Ish Imoi? Who is this Ish? Says the Gemara. Who in Rashi rings? Samach Mem, the Sarabes. Next week, Parsha, fast forward, Vayeshev. It says Vayim Zo'eyo Ish. An Ish sees Yosef Toyo Basoda, as Achayim Echim Avakesh, says Chazal, who is this? Gavriyono. How do you know? This is the Samach Mem, the archangel of evil, and this is Gavriel, maybe Fakir, just an Ish. Now the Gemara says when Yosef said, when Yankiv Avinu tells the Malach, Lo yashalecha ki yimberach tani, I won't let you go until you give me a bracha, what does he say? Shalcheini ki ola shach, I gotta go. What do you gotta go? What's the rush? What, you have a date? You have a... I gotta say shir. You won't give a yid shir brachas to a yid in need because you want to do, you're learning, you're davening, you're avodas Hashem. It's that malach from the Yisuf. Yid is toye basoda and you stop and you ask him, matavakesh. It's malach of you. In other words, you're learning Torah is gevaldik. So my best friend learned Torah. I'm not against it. Don't get me wrong, right? Or you have to know where is it appropriate and where is it not appropriate. But who had been in all avodas Hashem, a person has to be a pikach, a chochel, not a shaitan. And therefore it's told, I've said this many times, the ruptures of Hashem, right? So I don't know where I saw it, I can't remember, but I saw it somewhere, I can't remember. Before the ruptures was born, they took his holy neshama, and they brought it to Azahichul Shemayim. And there was four walls, and on each wall was chorut, was engraved a pasuk or a maimer chazal. And on the opposite wall was chorut, Mamish the opposite. One wall speaks about the maila of, let's say, Anova, Shiflus, Eshkenes, Daka, whatever, you know. The other wall said, Vayigbal Yibidaka Hashem. Right? One wall said, whatever it may be. One wall says, whatever. Each one was an opposite wall. And the Neshama asked the Malochim, How do you metavich? How do you reconcile all of these contradictory psukim of Amorei Chazal? And the neshama told the neshama of the malach told the neshama, that will be your tafkid in Elam Hazav, your neshama, to try to reconcile all these contrary. And all of a sudden you hear Mazel Tov, he's born. And anyone who's familiar with the Rabbis of Sefer is that HaKodesh, every parsha came out. I've said many times, from the Baba verse, always say an avort, mitarnish zayin tzu. You're not allowed to be, or in Galziani, you just see. Over the top, too much, right? Tzi good is men anoyiv, about taivin, right? You're too good, midas achesed. Look what chesed is in parsha achrimus. Chesed, right? Tzu frum is men arosh, you're a horrible person. Tzi klug, you're too smart, you're a apikos. So well, what should we be? The rabbis are answering, see them, ayin daf zayin good, un frum, and klug. That's what's called his the mizug of midis, kalus of midis, to know midis at the veris, to know what one with. And therefore he writes that there are 7 days of the week. I'm right, according now just randomly, they quote thousand shtikla kanzera, good from the rabbis. All this is not gomot of the shir, I want to give. But he says, there are seven days of the week. Each day is another midrash and seven spheres, which one is opposite the other, right? Therefore, you may remember, those who learn Sefer Yetzirah, you know, hello? There's 22 letters in the alphabet, hello? Aleph, Mem, Shin are the three Yesoidas, hello? Avir, Mayim, Eish, hello? Yeah. Then there are 12 letters and seven letters. 12 letters correspond to the 12 months of the year. I mean, it's also, look at many Yesoidas in this. And then there are seven letters. 7, 12, and 3 is actually 22. What are the seven letters? Beged, Kefres, right? What's special about those seven letters? Anybody? Oh, very good. Someone's alive. These are the seven letters in Lashon HaKodesh that is a dog. It can be written with a dogish or without a dogish. A dogish or rafa. Which is dinim, severe. Just like if you had too much mozo. Just like mansapach letters, we always say is the final letters. They are dinim, because they can be understood in two ways. These seven letters are dinim, because sometimes the Abish acts rafe, sometimes he acts with a dogish. With chesed and gvur, which are two opposites, right? So the Rabbister in Chanukah explains at length, that's the idea of the shemen, which is the chachma, to mashpia, to all the other 7 days. And therefore, Beged Kefres is gimachia 709, which is Shabbos plus 7. And a person has to use the chachma to be mashpia to know where to use which midah, which sphere of what day. In other words, the tikkun of midas of a person has to be based on moichin, chachma bin and das. That's the Bnei Sosfer and the Rabbis writes. Why is that? Because a person who's about moichin, his avoidus Hashem is b'derech pnimi. A person is a shoiter, but by definition, his avoidus Hashem will be derech chitzoini. And a chitzin doesn't change. He's interested only in the soup. He only understands the superficial, the cursory, the external. And he can't change. Only a person who understands what tutzuch knows where is it appropriate, which meter. I'll give you an interruption. So was Kyodua Bahaflogger in demanding dreams. I'll give you just two examples. He used to walk around sometimes davening with his talus over his shoulder and walk around and observing his chitzin and b'shas davening. And one day after davening, afterwards, he told his chitzin, I saw two people in davening. One was Reb Herschel Meshoritz, who later became the famous Ritzvir Shavriminov, the Malamokov of Mendel River. And he was dancing Mirav Islavs, right? Aber it had Toychen, he knows what he's doing. And he'll grow the Lana Ravarva and Ravim Rishleiman will be Mistoifit Petil. He'll become a great rabbi. Another guy, Ploini, he was also dancing Bishas Davni. Aber he said, Tashot for the Sheikh. By his dancing and davening, it has no meaning. And meanwhile, he's wearing out his shoes. He got holes in it from the ridiculous usage. One time, there was a good story. I'll tell you another story. It's a good story for Chodesh El, for Shoshana, for Slichus. He saw a guy banging vidui, alchet. You mak al achoz, this thing, right? This guy was banging like Muhammad Ali. So the Rabbis was like a pick, kind of sharp. He had no time for fools. He says, klapnish, klapnish, the balabash, the balabos, and the do. You bang at the door, right? Yeah. So don't get a bang. There's no one there. No one's present. No one's. You, it's a sharp of I'm on the clap and the clap the kazinis, and there's nobody home. So Akapanim Pnimius comes, right, when there's a, and gives a person the opportunity, two things. Number one, on one simple level, I've become this year, is when you're able to use different times, different matzovim, different situations, different mitzvahs. A tifer madrega is to be able to have within yourself simultaneously opposite mitzvahs. And that's, I've no time to sun the zeri. I have thousands of shtiklach in Rupser who bring the rakodesh, bring the sun the zeri yankov. The Belitzer says that's what Vayema Shlishi Avram Avinu sees the Makom Mirochai. Everything of Torah is at the Shlishi. Vayema Shlishi was Matan Torah because it's Chesed and Gevura, two opposites. Vayema Shlishi is the golden mean, the derech of Mizuk, of connecting two opposites. Therefore, on the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Shabbos, Beches, Birchachmona, the Oriental, Slaam, Kedisal, Yedei, Tulisal, Biachat, and the Gemara says, Psachim, Davzam, Beches, that Rabbi Yosef said, make me an Iglot Tilsa. On Vayema Datzarta. Everything is three, because three is the Inyan of Mizug Amid. Okay? This is an idea which is, those who are not chassidically inclined, the Gra says exactly the same. There is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yudal. The Gemara says, Eze Talmud Chochem, who's a Talmud Chochem worthy of, where? Ze HaMakbid Al Chaluka Lofer. If your garment is inside out, right, you change it. I wish I knew that Gemara. Instead of sitting there a whole 20 years huddling in Arab Kivagers, I could have been makbid always to make sure my garment is inside in and right outside out. Much, much simpler. You don't gotta sit up with cold water in the middle of the night. What kind of thing is that? I'm more instead nicer. It could be makbid on Chalukah, you know. Says the Vilna Gaon, and his great Talmud, if you take a chover, explains it, the uncles. The Velovish Madri is mitosi. A Talmud Chochum is a person who knows which midah, right, to use when. And the Michta Melior of Dessler, and he has in Chedek Dallas, Birurim on the Gro, right, he says, that's Kakusnas Oyer with an Ayin, Kuz Oyer with an Allah, whatever. And he says, that's also Pshat, the Gemara, and says, Brachot Avav, Hai Mane de Rabbonon de Balu, Michuf Yedidim. Why the garments of Rabbonon, the city of Lurie all day, where did they get rubbed out? What do you call it? Yeah? From the chitzoinim, the mazikin, rub against them, and therefore they become oizgivet. What's pshat? The mazikin are koiches of chitzoinim, superficial beings. Superficial beings only care about chitzoinim. When a person is sitting and learning, but what's interested is what the oilum says, what the shviger says, what they say in this medrash, mikvah, whatever. Then you connect yourself to the kriyas of chitzoinim, and then your midis become chitzoinim and become falsh, right? And that's how Rabbi Isaac Chover answers the famous kasha of Ruchaim Vital, if midis is so important, derech eretz is kadmah la'Torah, right? So why is it the Torah didn't say, thou shalt not be a balgaiva, thou shalt, right? So Rabbi Isaac says, that's pshat. Heyoi is that. There's times where you'll need gaivul l'shem shemayim, and kanol l'shem shemayim, and kas l'shem shemayim, etc. Therefore, the Torah can't say, don't be a balgaiva, don't be a hothead. There are times where each midah will be needed in avodas Hashem. If I'm Avram, what was Avram's relationship with Yishmael? Can anyone tell me? Rashi says when he sent him on the way and he was sick, whatever, he gave him lechem mechem as mine. Avram was a multi-zillionaire, right? Because he hated him. Two minutes later, what does it say? Kachno es bin, es yichid, asher after. Still don't know who, es yitzchok. Okay, I love, to be able to love and hate at the same time, for that you have to be an Avraham. To have a mizu, a skalus, a midis, which are minugodis, which are hafchim, which are opposites. Why am I telling you all this introduction? Because what's this week's parasha all about? Sartov, ahoyuki sovi loretz. Kisovil Oretz, everyone knows the Gimachia 766 is true Mahav. Vahoyo is a Lashon of, Ein Vahoyo a Lashon Simcha. And it's a Tzidur Shem Havaya of Tishrei, Yavashani, Yav Kippur, all these good things, right? In the Charaya that in An Yom Neroim, and in Chodesh Elul, a person has to be Besimcha. Vahoyo says the Avos Yisrael, the Vishnu Rebbe, Vahoyo plus Simcha is Gimachia Chodesh Elul, which Gimachia Kisirachna. And if you have Vahoyo, you have Simcha. It's Tovoy. What does Tovoy stand for? Everyone knows? Mutrigun? Taira Gdula b'makayim echot. I go on and on. Which is Gimatria, Simcha Chosin Kala. What's Chosin Kala? We know it says in Pasuk, the Bnei Sosra famously says, Motza Isha Motza Toiv, the Pasuk says. Who is the Isha which is Motza Toiv? El Besula, Mazel El Besula. If El is Gimatria Kol Toiv, right? It's a Machta Bechol Toiv, a Toiv, this is Parashat. If a person, Chab El, you get everything, Kisavai, Toiv, Gul, Makim, Echad, Alagit, Zachat, Yimam, Tikdinim, which is also, by the way, Kisav, Tavi, El, Oretz, is Gimatria, Yigil, Nitzarachman, and you happen to close into Brachat, etc., etc. If I would tell this to Eddie, I'm not going to elaborate. If I tell this to anyone, they look at me like I'm crazy. How are you metavich the idea of zeichel and veruya demiyim beyachav? You make the chesed and nefesh. You don't got to be very spiritual and very holy to realize that you shut it. All the slichos, right? And then this Mishigan and Chazan guy comes and said, yeah, you say all this. Never mind. I never said an original word in my life. All the tzaddikim said, a yid has to be besimcha. How do you? By the way, how do I know you have to be besimcha? Let me tell you a simple idea. Hello? I saw there was a yid called Rebeirish Englander in London. How many? Never passed away. Mayim. He said, Pashat Araya. This week's parish, Kisovi. You bring Bikurim, right? When you bring Bikurim, the whole thing you got to say, right? When do you bring Bikurim and Kaira? From when? From Atzeres, from Shavuos until Sukkot. Yeah. What happens in that period? Okay, don't tell me. With the months, right? Tammuz. If it's mentioned basically in the Kayim, there's no Shavuos, but Tammuz, no Tishvav, I'll give it fine. If you hold it. Right? What does Tammuz stand for? Everyone knows. Zman ni tshuva mamash mishuva boy. Ov stands for elbow. El doesn't stand for anything. El is the El. The fish in the sea are trembling. Hello? And then comes the Yom HaDin, where called by Elam and the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei and others. Hello? So you mean to tell me of the time that you have to bring Bikurim? And Bikurim, Chazal say that I'm. Why? Because Sifrei ain't Kriya El B'Shas Simcha. So when is the Shas Simcha? The vast majority, the month of Tammuz, of El and Tishrei, which are Zeichel V'Royed. Why is this the time of Simcha? Is the Charaya, who has a debarner from all, last week, when I wrote up last week, she had 1,000 Mekayers in the Sforah Akhnesha, that El had Tshuva, that means the Tshuva has to be in Simcha. V'ata al Teyotzvu is called Sforah Akhnesha, and V'ata al Tshuva has to be without Atzvu, without ears, it has to be with the Simcha. Right? Is the yes? I have no time to elaborate. Next week's parish is Nitzovim. The Zohar says a person who is Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch has to be Nitzovim b'koyim skufa. You have to be stand upright, right? You have to be happy, etc., etc. Who not only Roshechem Shavteichem at the Oyv Niid, but even the Chuyte Veitzecha at Shoyev Emera. Who's a Chuyte Veitzecha? Pshat in Yiddish. Ein of us hakults. When you say hakults means there's no lachluchas, there's no gishmak, because avoid the Hashem is dry. Shoyev mimecha, what does mayim symbolize? Chaim v'tal. For you it refers to Torah. For most people I meet, it refers to tanugim. The taivas are tanugim, you say the mayim as Chaim v'tal, it's the sharak dusha. You have learned tanya first parrot. Hello. A guy is shoyev mimecha, is mushki in mayim. By Moshe says, kim in a mayim, you see you. Mufka from taivas, right? This guy is Ashoyev Emecha, whatever, Nebuch, right? He also has to stand there and Nitzovim. Shtelz of the Shaila, this really wanted to give a shir about. How could these two things, how do you live with these two opposites? Well, introduction was that a Yid, if a Pikach has to learn to live with opposites, how could you live with the opposite, contrary opposites of Bigzoykhul and Beroyadim, Samar Mipachtel Besori, and yet if you want your Tshuva to last, not just a fleeting phenomenon, right? Yeah, it lasts for the year, then it gotta be besimcha. So there's two mahalchim, I have no time to elaborate. There's a mahalch in Sfasemis, where he says, Dafka, when a yid breaks his teva and works l'mailim in a teva, he could be soivul to a fochim vasas. Tver Shloime says, how? A yid has to have yira. I mean, I'm not talking about some imbecile. A person who doesn't have any cheshvan nefesh, doesn't have merirus, doesn't have the tears on whatever, bosses, aviv, zima, yerech, yamim, zoyer, taiches, in Michigan. You can't have pitochen, that's not pitochen. That's, I said last week, oh, v'samachta b'chol hatoif, what's the gematria b'chol hatoif? Just reminds you I'm talking. Hello? 74. What did I say last week 74 is? Yeah. The name of the letters before the Shem Elikim would be Zadin, Aleph, Chav, Taz, Dalet, Mem. We have 74, which is in a Bitochen, Bitchub Hashem, a day. For an hour, yeah? No? Ayid has to have Bitochen and Chazli Hashem and Rachni Hashem. Ayid goes to Bitochen. It's Chassidus Svarim that you shouldn't even have a Rosh Hashanah, even a Machshova. The Chas V'Shalom, nothing, things won't go well. Is that totally right? So the Tver Shleima says, that when what's the difference between the year of the Eibushir and the year of whatever? Like, make a big deal for the year of Shemayim. Every party, every human being, a goy, everyone has year from fears. Your fear of a bear, this one's fear of a leopard, this one's fear of a whatever, a person in New York, whatever it may be. Everyone has their fears. Bank manager, whatever it may be. What's special year of Shemayim? Because it says it's the Radomsker, every other fear you run away from. And you don't want to be near it. If Yiras Hashem brings you closer to the Eibishter, and therefore you can have Yira and you're Sameach with Yira and you're Zucht Yira and you have pleasure in it. And that appears to apply to anybody, not just people of Ma'alim and Ateva. Even with Tavik, both the Svazamis. But the simple, how do I know this is all true? This is Chusayf. Everyone, the famous Gemara says, what I'm saying now is the Gemara. Remember the Gemara says the Malachim asked the Eibishter, right? How come Yira not saying Hal on Rosh Hashanah, right? Shir and Hal. So the Eibishter answers, Efter Sifra Chaim, isn't that contrary to what I'm saying? But I said, what is the Ksav title of the Malachim? Malachim know a thing or two about Rochnius. They're Malachim. And they say you have to say Hal, you have to Shir. If the Eibishter would give a Yid one Yom Kippur once every 70 years, you should be dancing with joy. One day, wiping, holy mechilas dirch gabara. The ayid be'etzem rishoni yom kippur should be dancing and shul. There was a need of gil of erod. What's pshat? There's a meyri dike drashas from Sofer. Meyri dike. From Sofer says, ever know the pasuk in the Chemion that when they came back and they were all intermarried, right? So Ezra told them, right? Ichlu v'shulchum malach hacharan nochen loy. He called him al dineinu al te'otzu. Don't be depressed. Don't be sad. Don't be melancholy. Right? Ched v'sashem yimusuf. So the from Sofer teaches the second pasuk, mi yitein mitzian Yeshua's Yisro, right? That when Yid and the Eibishter sends us to Eilo to me'oyru levavis called Yisro in these days. So the Chura person could say, the Malachim, the Bekater could say, so it's not really Yidin. The Eibishter is the one who's evoking, who's arousing these. So Miyitein Mitzian Yeshua's Yisrael. How could we have Yeshua for Kal Yisrael and overcome the Bekater who says it's the Eibishter? Maybe it's what? Bishuv Hashem Shuz Amli. Maybe it's the Eibishter who's causing the Tshuva. The answer is, what does the Pasuk say afterwards? Yogel Yankev Yismar Yisrael. If you have the Simcha, that's... So he says, Azoy, what would happen if the Eibishter would command you on Yom Elul, Roshona, Yom Neroi, and Bibisim, say Hal, Abshukhlorah, Simonitiv? So why are you saying Hal on Roshona? Why are you Bibisim? I'm Shukhlorah, Roshona, Yom Adin, I'm not going to keep Shukhlorah. I'll say Hal. Kumtois, even the Hal is done, Gzardin Milmail. So he says a Moyrid Gavort in the Sefer Bashar Yisachar, right? Asher Alkei, the Eibishter didn't command Hal and Simcha. But a Yid naturally was Kivas Leikim Yech Potsum. The Eibishter gives you a time to wipe away the Averlach, right? That itself should be good to you, together with the Cheshbar HaNefesh, and together with the Merirus, and together with the tears, right? Let me just end off by saying, Dal Tereba really is bothered by this discussion. And the Geras of Tshuva and Perikud, I'm not coming to the Tshuva Tatoa, Tshuva Lo. So everybody, even if you're held by higher levels of Tshuva, you have to have the basic Tshuva. And therefore he says, therefore Chazal say, in Oynim L'spal Elamit HaKoyved Rosh, says Rashi, what's HaKoyved Rosh? Hachno, which is Bechina's Tshuva Tatoa, Tshuva Rauder. And it says Bechana of Himoras Nefesh. And then the Alter Rebbe brings the Brais that says, Tonob and Oynim L'spal Elamit HaKoyved Simu. So here in Perikud, the Alter Rebbe says two things, two opposites. Before davening, you need the Cheshbon HaNefesh, you need the Merirus, the Morat Nefesh. The davening itself has to be Tuchzim. So the Alter Rebbe says, B'dor yosayim azeh, she'ein akol yochum hafich levavim kerega men akotze. People can't hold two opposite emotions simultaneously. So the eitz yehutza, first you have to get chatzos, or bezman azeh, whatever. Kriyash malamita, after kriyash malamita, then you come to davening with simple. That's the end of perigyu. Then in perigyu aluf, the Abba says, the gamma simcha, Bashem shteim biyachad far milosi murid. The first chelik of the Tanya, Perek Lamedalid, brings the Zohar chedvot kia beliba misitrodo. A person, the Zohar there says that Rishu Mayachoy was megalot to his son Reb Elezer the secrets of the Churban Abayis. So he was crying this at the Churban, and he was at chedvot had simcha because he's megalot soidus neiros. Is the charaya something which comes from two different parts of you? You could simultaneously hold these two opposites. You could have the chedva mitzad the neshama, and the meriros, the kovid rosh mitzad the nefesh ha'amis, the guf. At the time, I would elaborate. The Musa's forum speak at length about these, how to reconcile these two opposites. Hayah bitochen versus yirshama. But I thought to myself when we were coming here, I said to myself, Klal Yisrael is going through humanity, a very difficult time. This crazy disease, this you have tzadik ches kol, that kol this year, ashloiksu v'batayra, right? What is it called in English?
COVID.
What? Or corona. I have no idea what COVID means even. But I thought, how do you get rid of this machos? The whole parsha is going to come, you have all the kolos in this parsha. V'yapech Hashem lechech lechotek, you have to mahapet the kolos to brochas. Is an oindem l'spalem et ha-kovid rosh. The Rebbe teaches elsewhere. When you get rid of all the shtusim, all the worms, all the cockroaches from your mind, right? And you have the lemailim yiderachatevas pshat. You normally a person worries about the past and a person worries about the future, and you have no menuchas hanefesh. When a person is able to concentrate, I want to be mamduch the Eibishter on the world and on myself, right? And a person comes to a hecher madrega truvila, which has the madrega of keser. By the way, you know what corona means? A crown. Spiritually, the current. I can't be that. That when a person is able to have these two afochim in avodas Hashem simultaneously, then we're able to be zoicha the mahapich the kolus lebrachas. That's why we read this week's davi, and we're zoicha that Chazal say tich leshana dekilisel tach leshana berchisel. All of us are zoicha to kisavi ala oretz tayruk tavi is tayruk dulu makim echad and kipshute is a year of geula taka kisavi ala oretz.
Oh, hey. Oh, hey.